Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Welcome back to another Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you. And since summer is underway and is heating up, we're going to get back to a summertime tradition, the tradition of writing letters. This entire program is going to be on letters, good and bad, and letter writing. The fundamentals, if you will. Let's hearken back to a simpler time. If you wanted to communicate with the one you loved, you had to write a letter. There was just no other way around it. Oh, sure, you could use the telephone, but all kinds of things could go wrong with the phone. But really, putting your heart down on paper, that's where it's at, babe. Now, today you can send a text or an email or a tweet, but it's just not the same. Remember the feeling of going to the mailbox, grabbing a letter, opening it up, and seeing somebody's own handwriting, their feelings right there on paper? Well, that's what we're going to do this week on the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight. Got two songs battling it out at the end of the show of the tune, Write Me a Letter. But first, let's kick it off from 1952. Got Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, getting down to the sound that's all around. A little song about the downside of letters. Here's three letters. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Well, you're way up on top now, baby. And you want to be free. You're making a lot of money now. And you say you're too big for poor little me. How soon you forgot all the promises that you've made. Yeah, you forgot. And your little success has gone right to your head. Here are three letters you sent me, dear, at three different stages in your career. The first one read, darling, you wonderful one, I'll always be grateful for all that you've done. The second came after I gave you your star. It came from your pen, dear, and not from your heart. The third was the joker that comes with the day. You started your letter enclosed by my check. Oh, fool, do you think that your money could pay for all that I've suffered till things came your way? Now it's all over. I've waited for years. I've served you with kindness. You paid me with tears. I sighed when you kissed me, thrilled at your touch. My only sin was that I loved you much too much. I answered that letter that said we must part. Then I tore them to pieces like you tore my heart.
darling, darling, oh, how I love you, really do. But your jazz, jazz won't be true. Darling, I'm writing this letter knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Please. Darling, what is it worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should? To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality and discuss the puppets of love and put them together. And what if you have matrimony? Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Darling, darling, oh, how I love you, really do. But your jazz won't be true.
Yeah. just how much I love you. Oh, my darling, why did you go? I thought that you loved me just as much as I love you. Oh, please, please don't say we're through.
Songs in a row simply called The Letter. This is the world famous Friday Night Catfight featuring songs about letters this week. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. We heard the Lark Tones off the ABC Paramount label from 1958. Before that, the Arbors doing their 1969 version of the classic The Letter. Now, I could have played the Box Tops number one hit from 67, or I could have played Joe Cocker's great live rendition of The Letter, but I decided to go a little obscure on your ears there, baby. The Arbors from 69. Before that, Vernon Green and the Medallions, 1954, off the Dutone label out of Los Angeles. And the immortal The Letter. And the set was kicked off from 52 off Atlantic, Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, doing a song that was based on the recitations from Larry Darnell's 1949 classic, I'll Get Along Somehow. Now, those recitations turned into a great song that Ruth Brown recorded in 52 called Three Letters, which you heard, but they would show up again in 1956. The Enchanters would use those. And then in 57, the Velvetones would do a version of Glory of Love, which I used to play all the time. And actually, we had in competition here on the Friday Night Catfight. If you want to hear their version, you could go back on the Friday Night Catfight webpage and find the Glory of Love Catfight. But it all started with Larry Darnell and his recitations from the classic I'll Get Along Somehow. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show about summertime and writing to the one you love. Well, you know, if you were going on summer vacation, you had to keep dibs on you know, what your baby was doing, because, well, you don't want her to run around with someone else while you're away, right? Maybe you're going to summer camp or something? I don't know, baby. Anyway, this next record hit number three in the summer of 1962 for Brian Hyland and Sealed with a Kiss. We're talking about letters this week on the Friday Night Catfight.
Gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold. Darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer. Knowing the love we'll miss, oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss. Kiss, sealed with a kiss.
home, Sherry. Just yesterday, with a letter from Sherry. Guess what she had to say.
Dear Eddie,
dear Eddie,
I love you,
I love you.
Thank you.
1962, a big number 11 record off the Old Town label for Larry Finnegan and Dear One. It's Songs About Letters here on the Friday Night Cat Fight. Before that, a letter from Sherry, Dale Ward. In late 63, it hit number 25 for Dot Records. And that song features Robin Ward as the female voice reading the letter. And the set was kicked off with Brian Hyland, Sealed with a Kiss from 62. Now, how could I do a show about letters without featuring the classic Why Don't You Write Me? Now, you might be expecting, okay, Matt the Cat's either going to play the Feathers' original version of Why Don't You Write Me, or maybe the Jack's hit version of Why Don't You Write Me. But no, no. Thanks to Long Island Bob, who furnished me with a third version of the song, which is really, really good. I want you to lend your ears to the Philharmonic's 1958 Future Records rendition of Why Don't You Write Me. Thanks, Bob. This is definitely a classic, and I'm glad it's going to be heard today on the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight, all about letters.
Why don't you write me?
Boom, 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 boom.
Send me a letter. Tell me you miss me, darling. Make me feel better. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore. You I adore. When I first met you, I did have eyes. Please, please, darling, won't you drop me a line?
Drop me a line.
Well, I miss you so each day. Although you're gone away, I guess I love you more. I sometimes sit and cry to see your face once more.
Boom, 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 boom.
I've counted my blessings,
boom, 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 boom.
Reach for a star.
Boom, boom, boom.
Why don't you write me, baby?
Boom, 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 boom.
Say where you are. It's you I adore.
I adore.
Well, I miss you so each day. Although you're gone away, I guess I love you more, more. And as the days go by, I sometimes sit and cry. For a star. Why don't you write me, baby? Say where you are. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore. You I adore. It's you.
Thank you.
message that you have ever said.
They told me
you wanna hold me. When we're not together, we're on each other's mind. 'Cause I love you, and thinking of you.
Originally issued as the A-side to The Twist back in 1958 off King Records, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Tears on Your Letter, Babe. And yes, sometimes letters can bring tears and sorrow. And many times letters bring anticipation. Marvelettes, number one, 1961. Please, Mr. Postman. I hope the news was good when the letter finally arrived. We heard Huey Smith from 1959 off of Ace Records with Dearest Darling, and the Philharmonics gave us their version of Why Don't You Write Me? Songs about letters this week on the Friday Night Catfight. Got a catfight coming up in just a few minutes over the song Write Me a Letter. So please stay tuned for that, and please vote for the one you truly dig the most. Now, I mentioned how letters can bring sorrow. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips, taking us back to 61, she just received a letter full of tears.
Here comes the mailman walking up the street, and it looks like he has a letter today for me. Wait a minute, let me look inside. No, it couldn't be from my guy, because he brought me.
Yes, he did.
He brought me,
yes,
a letter full of tears. I thought we had a love so strong, it would take a lifetime to break us apart. Here comes the teardrops. Welcome, welcome to my eyes. And I couldn't hold them back, no matter if I tried. Whoa. You know it hurt me so inside. Won't you pardon me while I cry? Because he brought me.
Yes, he did.
I said,
I'm writing to say that I still love you, and will come what may. They say I won't find you, that you're in a dream. But dearest darling, you're an angel to me. I see you in the moonlight, I see you in the trees. Oh, how is it possible to love just a dream? So angel, my angel, I'll close for today and write you tomorrow. Please hear what I say. I see you in the moonlight, I see you in the trees. Oh, how is it possible to love just a dream? So angel, my angel, I'll close for today and write you tomorrow. So hear what I say.
By my sweetheart, and this is what she said. It reads, my dearest darling, still love you faithfully, and I hope these few lines find you still in love with me. The more I read this letter, the more it touches my heart. Right here, she says, don't forget her, even though we're miles apart. She closes out by saying, I think I'll go to bed. So I'll kiss this letter, darling, but I the more I read this letter, the more it touches my heart. Right here she says, don't forget her, even though we're miles apart. She this letter, darling, but I wish it was you instead.
Songs all about letters this week on the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight Show. 1956, the original flip side of Fever, Little Willie John, spinning off of King Records, and Letter from My Darling. Jerry Lee Lewis gave us Teenage Letter off Sun 384 from 1963. We heard Jimmy Clanton from 58, a top 25 record, Letter to an Angel. And Gladys Knight gave us a letter full of tears. Well, this next tune has a great gospel piano feel that I just love so much, baby. It hit number 5 in 1962 for the Era label and features Miss Ketty Lester singing about love letters straight from your heart.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you write, I memorize every line, and I kiss the name that you sign. Darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. I memorize every and I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start.
love letters straight from your blues in a letter. Let me tell you just how it read. Well, she said, my wonderful darling, just a few lines to let you know. Well, she said, my wonderful, wonderful darling, just a few lines to let you know. I found myself a new man, so I've got to let you go. Baby, I ain't so here I stand, your man all alone. So if you happen to see my baby, tell her to please come back home.
Bye.
Buddy Holly firmly telling the mailman to bring him no more blues, recorded in April of 1957 with Norman Petty at his studio in Clovis, New Mexico. Before that, a Flamingos record you don't hear every day, Blues in the Letter. They recorded that one for Chance Records back in October of 1954. And Kitty Lester gave us Love Letters. All right, cats and kittens, it's time to put your vote where your heart is. I'm going to play two records back to back, two versions of the same song by two different artists, and I want you to decide which one you truly dig the most. Once you've made your decision, go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for the one you dig the most in the poll that's right there on the page. Now, sticking with the letter theme, we're going with the song Write Me a Letter, originally debuted in 1947 by the Ravens, featuring the great bass voice of Jimmy Ricks on lead. And there's so many things you could say about the Ravens. I mean, really, they were the first group to feature a bass vocalist on lead vocal. They were also the first of the successful sort of new style vocal groups, a style that would evolve into what we call doo-wop. Their style, of course, is based on the Delta Rhythm Boys and the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots, but it's a post-World War II new style that would continue through the Orioles and the Swallows and certainly Billy Ward and the Dominoes. But it all pretty much started with the Ravens. The song charted in 48, and remarkably, it hit number 24 on the pop charts and number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts. Their original version of Write Me a Letter. The Friday Night Catfight.
Write me a letter. Say I'm still your fella. Cause I'm lonesome. Lonesome as a man can be.
Cause I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from me. Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Write me a letter, little, little baby. Yes, just write me, baby. Yes, I'm walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Yes, keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. I can't eat, sleep, I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's been a long time, baby, since
well,
I've been
around
you.
Honey.
The neighbors say that I'm blowing
yeah,
my top.
Yeah.
Cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter. Say I'm still your fella.
Cause I won't be myself till you hurry on to me.
The Ravens from 1948, Write Me a Letter. It's a world-famous Friday Night Catfight. The Ravens Competition is a record that came out in 1962 off the Challenge label from one of the most successful and most underrated female groups on the West Coast. I'm talking about the Blossoms, baby, featuring, of course, the great voice of Miss Darlene Love. The Blossoms would go on to back up virtually every Phil Spector session, and they were used by many other labels and producers as well. Here are the Blossoms doing their version of Write Me a Letter, up for contention this week on the Friday Night Catfight.
Write me a letter.
Wah, wah.
Send me a line. Make me feel.
With Write Me a Letter up against the Ravens and Write Me a Letter. Decide which one you truly dig the most, cats and kittens, and go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for either the Ravens or the Blossoms, and we'll declare a winner in about a week. I hope you enjoyed this show. If so, let me know. Drop a comment on the Friday Night Catfight page as you vote, or send me an email, MattTheCat@MattTheCat.com. Next week on the program, a very special, extended, no-holds-barred interview with one of the legends of early rock and roll and rhythm and blues. That's all I'm going to say, baby, but it's going to be a big deal. Next week on the program, an actual interview, something we haven't done here on the Friday Night Catfight show. So get ready for that. Going to leave you now with a postscript of the show. Spinning off the Apollo label from 1947, here are the Four Vagabonds with P.S. I Love You. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week, baby.
So fine, I'm in bed each night at nine. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but on the whole, I can't come.
Thinking of you.